Well, we have UN human rights staff in South Sudan have been looking into what went on and gradually gathering more and more information. They haven't got a full picture by any means yet, but so far it's becoming clear perhaps more people were killed than was at first thought, possibly at least 73 civilians that we're aware of at the moment, but it's quite possibly in the hundreds. And also, unfortunately, a very large number of cases of sexual violence against women in Juba. So far, we've documented 217 cases of sexual violence, mostly rapes and gang rapes. Most of these were carried out either by SPLA soldiers or by other security forces, other government security forces. There was at least one place, however, where it seems women were raped by opposition or youth associated with the opposition forces. So that's been one of the big problems. And, of course, destruction of property, looting, robbery of people on the roads. So a pretty bad situation, especially during the 5 days of fighting between the 7th and the 11th of July. But it didn't stop then. We've also had information of attacks continuing, including the sexual violence. We've had reports of people being summarily executed, apparently on the basis of their tribal background, their tribal origin. And again, people being targeted for sexual abuse because of their tribal origin, being looted and robbed as well. Our staff talk to victims, and we have, you know, standard human rights methodology, which means you need more than one source. You need at least two credible sources so you can cross-check the information. Obviously, you take care to make sure the two sources are not getting the information from the same, just one source themselves. So there's a whole complicated human rights training that goes into this kind of investigative work. And most importantly, and it just doesn't seem to happen in South Sudan, and we've been saying it for years, when crimes like these are committed, no matter who commits them, whether it's civilians committing them or whether it's policemen committing them or soldiers committing them or officers, they're crimes. So they should be investigated and they should be brought to courts, and they should be, if there's enough evidence and the case is handled properly, they should be convicted. The problem is, you know, you've had now for several years appalling crimes taking place in South Sudan, not just in Juba, but obviously in many other parts of the country, and really no kind of justice system functioning properly to as a disincentive. So these young fighters, soldiers, whoever it is, They don't feel they're risking anything. So when the situation gets, you know, wild and anarchic, they do these kinds of acts. They kill, they rape, they do whatever they want to do, and they know they're going to get away with it. So any society, you know, if that's happening, you've got a problem, big problem. So it's extremely important the government puts a lot more effort into making sure that people who commit these kind of crimes pay a price for it. Justice is very important. That's a very important factor, that, you know, somebody's committed a crime against you, you want to see them punished for that crime, and so they should be. But there should also be reparations too. You know, if it's a state employee, if it's the police, if it's the army, if it's national security officers and so on who are committing the crime, then the state should pay, should, you know, be providing compensation to the victims. So that's an important element as well.